Hello and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
How can you increase your emotional energy? Taking care of our bodies and minds simply isn't enough. Too often, we walk around like zombies in a fog, barely making it from one day to the next. We are emotionally zapped, stretched too thin, and are stressed to the hilt. It's high time to learn how to increase our emotional energy and get back on track with life. We often limit energy to our physical body and our minds. The importance of proper diet and exercise, along with good, restful sleep, helps the physical body replenish energy. Our minds are fed through knowledge, mindfulness, and seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. We also have an emotional energy level that sometimes gets depleted when things get too hectic and we can't find a sense of balance. Without fueling up the emotional tank, we are basically unable to perform at our best, left unable to conquer all the big and little bumps in the road life seems to throw our way. Here are some do's and don'ts to ensure we are increasing, and not depleting, our emotional energy. Toxic clutter. Don't hang on to things that don't matter. This pertains to both emotional baggage and physical items just taking up space. It's impossible to think straight, or rationally for that matter, when there is so much negative energy spilling over from every pore. Feng Shui living states, if you're not in love with it, get rid of it. Do cleanse the mind, body, and spirit of all things causing toxicity. Toxic people included. These things, and people, serve no purpose other than dragging another person down. The negativity switch. Don't be overly critical of self and others. Zeroing in on everything that doesn't meet one's own expectations negatively impacts oneself and others. If the kids have left a mess in the kitchen or an employee messed up yet another customer order, pointing it out without offering some sort of praise is like punching someone in the gut and being surprised when they say it hurts. Do flip the negativity switch off and focus on the positive. Positivity begets more positivity. Instead of pointing fingers and making mountains out of molehills, try to purposefully notice the good. It may not meet your expectations now, but when people and family members don't feel persecuted for even trying, they are more inclined to do a better job next time. Lighten up and let it go. Independence Day. Don't live life based on what others expect. That constant nagging feeling of not being good enough or meeting expectations of others is emotionally draining. Why work so hard to reach goals for someone else when they will get all the satisfaction? Do set personal goals and strive to meet them for one's own personal satisfaction. Never stop learning and achieving for self-betterment. Truth of the matter is, someone else will inevitably be disappointed. Break free of the people-pleasing shackles and emotional starvation. It will feel amazing. No is not a dirty word. Don't be a yes man and feel obligated to commit to other people's plans, projects, and goals. It's entirely too easy to take advantage of the one who never says no. Do set the fear of saying no aside and be the creator of one's own schedule. There are only so many hours in a day and days in a week. Be realistic with what's being asked, and if it's going to cause conflict with another commitment, politely decline the request. Birds of a feather. Don't surround oneself with people who aren't going to be a positive influence. Negativity begets more negativity. It's impossible to find joy with negative Nancy and hateful Harold constantly bringing pessimism and gloom into every conversation. It's a nasty cycle and emotionally exhausting. Do forge relationships with people who are supportive and promote the goodness in themselves and others. People living a fantastically happy life don't have time to point out the flaws in others. They are too busy working on themselves and supporting others who deserve their time. Distractions and multitasking. Don't allow distractions to inhibit productivity. Multitasking is sometimes necessary, but if focus and attention is divided, we end up with subpar results. Do turn off the TV, move the smartphone out of reach, and really be present in the moment. We deserve undivided attention, and so does anything else to which we have committed. Be respectful of time and give yourself the opportunity to perform at full capacity. The less we allow ourselves to be pulled in multiple directions, the better we stand emotionally. The best part about emotional energy? It is renewable. As we grow older, physical and mental energies naturally decline. We tire out easily and the Rolodex in our brains doesn't quite spin as fast as it did in our earlier years. But with emotional energy, with time and practice, it gets easier to remain fuel efficient and emotionally charged. We only get one human life to live. Find things that bring joy. Crank up the radio and sing in the car. Spend time on a hobby. Meditate. Pray. Make someone smile. Eat dessert first. Whatever is good and positive, do more of it. We can't afford to spend days and years of our lives with regret and unhappiness. Go ahead and hit that reset button on life and fill the emotional energy tank.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about informational activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.